cooling off with carbon dioxide. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. In the steamy heat of August, air conditioners in cars are on full blast. Most of them use hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs, to cool the air. But in a few years, these HFC-based air conditioners may be replaced with ones that use carbon dioxide as the coolant. That's according to Eckhard Grohl of Purdue University, who's researching the technology. He says carbon dioxide has the right characteristics to be an alternative to HFCs.
CO2 is environmentally benign with zero ozone depletion potential and zero or negligible global warming potential if used as a refrigerant.
Grohl says HFCs were originally tapped as an alternative to CFC coolants, which were shown to deplete the Earth's ozone layer. HFCs, however, are not entirely benign themselves.
There are some European countries that are going to ban those. There aren't any more alternatives, classical alternatives, that couldn't use the same technology that we've been using for the last 100 years.
That's why auto manufacturers are developing carbon dioxide as a more environmentally friendly alternative. Grohl says the first cars with CO2-based air conditioners could hit the market in 2006. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.